just read. Jesus was going to Jerusalem. He wanted to participate in a festival called the Feast of Tabernacles. This was one of the three main festivals they were celebrating at that time. And it had a particular significance. There were two basic meanings behind it. One was historical. The other one was agricultural. Historically, they were remembering when the people of Israel had left Egypt and were going to the Promised Land. It was a journey that could have been concluded in about 2 months. But it took 40 years because of the disobedience of the people. And yet during those 40 years, this group of about 2 million people saw God provide for all of their needs. He provided them with food to eat. What was it called? Manna. That's right. Then he provided them water to drink in the desert. Where did the water come from? From the rock. He provided them with clothes to wear. Where did they get them? At Penny's? No pennies in the wilderness. And no Costco either. But God gave them clothes that did not wear out for 40 years. They did not have made in the USA or made in China in there. Only God can make clothes that can last that long. They had shoes to wear that did not wear out for 40 years. It's an amazing thing. And this people said, we must remember this in our history. We must never forget it. So they had this Feast of Tabernacles. Because when they were going through the wilderness, there were no houses. They put up little tents and shelters. So in Jerusalem, they have mostly flat roofs. And during the duration of this festival, they would erect little tents on top of their flat roofs. So this was their historical background. But there was also agricultural meaning. It was the completion of the harvest. And they wanted to thank God, just like we celebrate Thanksgiving, for a harvest that had come in. Now this festival lasted for a week. Actually, it was 8 days. And on the 8th day, there was a very special celebration. The priest would go inside the temple. And he would take a golden pitcher. And he would take that and walk out with it and all the way down the hill to the pool of Siloam.
然后下去那个西罗亚池。
2 months ago, I did that same road going down to that pool.
2个月前我也走过同样的路。
And there the priest would fill that pitcher with water.
所以那个祭司就会从那个西罗亚池装满水。
And he would slowly go up the mountain till he came to the temple.
所以那从装满水之后，他就爬上那个阶梯到那个圣殿。
And during this long walk up there, he would be accompanied by hundreds, maybe thousands of pilgrims.
所以当他往上爬的时候，随伴着他有成千的那个朝圣者。
They had come from all over.
他们从各处来的。
And as he then ascended the stairs towards the temple, he came to the courtyard, the front courtyard.
当他爬上了阶梯，到了那个庭院的时候，
And there was a big altar.
那庭院有一个大的祭坛。
That's where they would sacrifice.
然后他们就在那边献祭物。
And the priest would walk with that pitcher in his hand around this altar 7 times.
所以那个祭司会绕着那个祭坛七次。
And when he had finished that, he would slowly pour the water out on the altar as a sacrifice to God.
所以他绕了七次之后，他会就把那个水罐的水慢慢的倒出来，当成献祭。
This was the climax of the festival.
这是那个节期的那个高峰。
God had provided for their needs even water in the wilderness.
神供应他们的需要，甚至于他们需要水的时候，在旷野也供应水。
And the people would cheer.
那人民就会欢呼。
And they would praise God.
他们会赞美神。
It was the high point of the festival.
是节期的高峰。
At that very moment, Jesus would stand up.
就在那个时刻，耶稣站起来。
Maybe he went to a little place that was a little higher than others.
说不定他去一个比较高的地方。
And he would call with a loud voice.
所以他会大声地说。
He did not have a microphone.
他没有麦克风。
And there were lots of people.
有一大堆人。
So he would call with a loud voice.
所以他会大声讲。
And he preached a short evangelistic sermon.
他传讲了一个很短的那个福音信息。
Actually, it was so short that you can summarize it in 3 words.
实际上是很短，你可以用3个字来形容。
Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
耶稣说，人若渴了，可以来到我这里喝。
He had the 3 words.
他有三个字。
Thirst, come, drink.
渴，来喝。
And people understood what he meant by that.
人民都
See, Jesus was not just talking about physical thirst. He was talking about a thirst that comes from the human heart. And when Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, everybody could identify. Because everyone has a thirst in his heart. Maybe it's the thirst for education. Maybe it's the thirst for knowledge. You know, this year alone, there's 1 million foreign students that are coming to America to quench their educational thirst.
你们知不知道今年有100万的外国学生要来美国，满足他们的知识的教育的需要？
You know, nearly 500,000 of them are Chinese.
有将近一半是中国人。
There's a big thirst in the heart.
心里面有一个大的渴。
But you know there are other kinds of thirst too.
你们知道也有其他的渴望。
There's the thirst of acceptance.
有被接纳的渴望。
You come from a foreign country and you come here, you wonder, do they receive me?
你从国外来美国，你会 怀疑说他们是不是会接纳你？
Just like many of you who came from the outside, I also am an immigrant.
就像你们在座的，我也是个移民的人。
Legal immigrants, right?
是合法的移民。
And our question is, do people accept us?
我们问的问题是说，我们是不是被接纳？
There is the thirst for love.
有对追求爱的盼望。
How many of you have sensed that thirst of love that you need in your own life? You see, there are many different kinds of thirst in the human heart. And there's the thirst that we have in our heart for peace. We're restless. Maybe there's the thirst for forgiveness of our sin. We've done something that was wrong. And we carried it as a big burden on our hearts. We want to get rid of it. Sometimes we like to drown out that thirst by lots of noise around us. Or by just being so occupied that we try to forget it. But at night when it's quiet, and we lie on our beds,
你躺在床上,
these thoughts come back to us. And we say, can that ever be solved in my life? It bothers us.
You
know, there was a very famous French philosopher scientist. His name was Blaise Pascal. He once made this statement. There is a God-shaped vacuum in every human heart. It's an empty spot in our heart that God has created. And that vacuum, that empty spot, can only be filled by the Creator Himself. And so Jesus realized that when He saw all these people, they all had thirst in their hearts. And you know what He said? If you have that thirst, you come to me. Jesus didn't say, if you are really thirsty, go to church. He didn't say that. He didn't say, go find a psychiatrist or a psychologist who can help you. He didn't even say, go and find a pastor. He didn't say that. What did he say? If you have that thirst in your heart that you want to see quenched, come to me. Only if you can come to me will you find the answer. I was on a train in Taiwan. This was about 60 years ago. I was still a very young man at that time. It took about 8 to 10 hours to go from Taipei down to Kaohsiung or Tainan.
It was
a long trip. And one day as I was riding on the train, there was sitting in front of me, or behind me, I forget, a Chinese military officer. I wanted to share the gospel with him. I'd never met him before. And he didn't know who I was. So I pulled out a piece of paper. And I started on this piece of paper to draw a cross.
所以他在那张纸上画了一个十字。
And he looked at that. I said, "What's that?"
然后看了一下。
And he said, "It's a cross."
他说是十字架。
I said, "That's right."
我说是的。
Then I put on the left side the picture of a man.
所以我在左边写画了一个人字。
And on the right side, I did the same thing.
右边也画了一个人字。
I said, "What do this character mean?"
所以我就问他这个字什么。
And he said, "That's a picture of man."
他说那个是个一个人。
I said, "You're right."
我说你是对的。
Then I put another picture of a man on the cross.
那我在十字架上又画了一个人字。
He said, "That's another picture of a man on a cross."
他说那又是一个人的像。
I said, "Does this say anything to you?"
我就问他这对你有什么意思呢？
He said, "Of course."
他说当然。
He said, "That's the character of lie."
他说那个字是来。
I said, "That's right."
我说你是对的。
I said, "How did you get this character?"
我说你这个字是从哪来的？
There's one man in the middle on a cross, and then there are two men on either side.
就是十字架中间有一个人，然后他两旁有。
He said, "I have no idea where you got that, where we got this character."
他说我不知道这个字来自从哪儿来的。
I said, "I know."
我说我知道。
I'm a foreigner, but I know your Chinese character.
所以我是个外国人，但是我知道中国字。
I said, "Comes from the Bible."
我说从圣经来的。
He said, "Is that right?"
他说是吗？
I said, "Let me tell you the story."
我说我让我告诉你这个故事。
And I told him the story.
我告诉他那个故事。
Isn't it amazing that in Chinese you have a character that provides you with an answer?
不是很奇妙吗？这中国字里面有一个字可以给你答案。
If I were riding on a bus or on a train in America and I write the letter "come" on this paper, what does that mean?
那我在美国搭车的时候，在纸上写一个英文字 "come" 是什么意思呢？
People should just say "come."
就是来，就是 come.
Maze. But God has given to the Chinese a privilege of learning about the gospel right there within that character.
所以神让那个中国人能够借着那个来那个字来知道福音。
Jesus said, "If you are thirsty, come to me."
耶稣说你诺可来到我这里。
I am the source that will provide living water that will satisfy you.
我是那个活水的来源，能够满足你。
Now people say, "All right, I know I have a thirst in my heart."
你会说，是的，我心里面有个渴。
I know Jesus says He is the answer, so I go.
我知道耶稣是那个答案，所以我去找耶稣。
But how does that satisfy my thirst?
但是那怎么样的满足我的渴
？So Jesus adds another word.
所以耶稣加了一个字。
He says, "If you're thirsty, you come to me and drink."
他说你若渴，来到我这里喝。
What does that mean?
这到底什么意思
？How can Jesus say, "Come to me and drink"?
耶稣怎么能够说来到我这里喝
？He said, "I am the source of everything that you need in your life."
耶稣说我是你生命里面所需要的来源。
And drink means you take that is the answer and you bring it into your life.
喝是说你把它当成那个答案，而你把它
If you are physically thirsty, you don't go to the water fountain and just look at it.
你若口渴的时候，你不会只去看那喷水池，只去看它。
You say, "Yes, I'm thirsty. Here's the water. Good. Now I have my answer met."
你并不会说哦，我口渴，我看到了喷水池，那我已经满足了。
That's not enough.
那不足够。
You must take that water.
你必须拿那个水，然后喝。
Bring that water into your body.
把那个水喝进去你的身体。
That's what Jesus meant.
这是耶稣所讲的。
If you are thirsty,
你若渴
you have that thirst in your heart that needs an answer.
你心里面有那个渴，需要一个答案。
Come to me.
来到我这里。
and bring me into your life.
接受我进入你的生命。
Ask me to come in to fill your whole life.
请我来充满你的生命。
And that will become living water to you.
那就会成为你的活水。
2 months ago, I was in Israel.
两个月前我在以色列。
And I'd been there several times before.
我以前也曾经去过好几
次。This time, we went to a new place.
这次我们去了一个新的地方。
It's a place that was well known to me because of what I had read in the Bible.
我对这个地方很熟悉，因为我从圣经里面读过。
You remember in John chapter 4, we read about the woman at the well?
你记得那个约翰福音第四章那井旁的妇女吗？
In chapter 4, we read about this little place called Sychar.
第四章我们读到有一个小地方叫叙加。
And Jesus had a woman who had come to that well to get water.
耶稣碰到一个那个要打水的妇女。
And he had said to her,if you drink this water, you'll always have to come back and get more.
他告诉那妇女说：“你若喝那个井的水，你还是会一直回来。”
But I can give you living water.
但是我可以给你活水。
You'll never thirst again.
然后你永不再渴。
We just sung about that song.
我们也刚刚也唱过。
You know, I saw that place.
我看到那个地方。
I saw that well.
我看到那个井。
Do you know how old that well is?
你知道那个井有多老吗？
3,500 years old.
3,500年之久。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Because that's when Jacob built it.
因为那是雅各挖那个井的时候。
3,500 years ago, there's still a well there.
3,500年之后，那个井还在。
And it's very deep.
那井很深。
Our guy took a cup of water.
我们的向导拿了一杯水。
And he said, "I want you to be very quiet."
他告诉我们要我们安静。
Don't talk.
不要说话。
And then he emptied that cup of water into that well.
所以他把那个杯里的水倒在那个井里面。
And then he started to count.
然后他开始数算。
One, two, three.
三。
When he said three,
当他说三的时候,
you heard the water drop into the well.
你听到那个水滴到井底。
It was very, very deep.
那个井很深很深。
You read in John chapter 4.
我们在约翰福音第四章。
Where the woman says to Jesus, "How can you give me water? This is a very deep well."
那个妇女跟耶稣说，你怎么可以给我水？这个井很深。
And you don't even have a bucket to draw the water out.
你连水桶都没有，你要怎么能够取水？
You see, when it's in the Bible, it's true.
你圣经里面记载的一定是真的。
And then when we see it with our own eyes, we're very surprised.
但是我们亲眼看见，我们会觉得很奇怪。
So Jesus said, "If you drink this water from this well, you'll always be thirsty."
耶稣说，你从井里喝的水，喝那个水，你还是会渴。
If you drink of the water that I will give you, you'll never thirst again.
但是若你喝我所给你的水，你永远不再渴。
If you have thirst in your heart,
若你心里面有渴
，whether it's for peace.
不管是为了平安，
whether it's forgiveness,
或者是赦免，
whether it's to be in a right relationship with God,
或者是跟神有正确的关系，
Jesus is the answer.
耶稣是那个答案。
See, the Christian faith is not based on doing something, it's based on having a relationship.
基督的信仰不是根据说你要做什么，而是根据在建立在那个与神的关系上。
And when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, then you have established a relationship with Him.
当你邀请耶稣进入你的心里面，你就建立跟神建立一个关系。
Now many of you have already established this relationship.
在座的很多已经有这个关系。
You have had a thirst in your heart, and Jesus has met this thirst.
你心里面有那个渴，然后耶稣也满足你的渴。
And you might say, "But is there something else here for me? I'm already a believer."
你可能说我已经是个信徒。
Now look at
还对这个信徒还有什么帮助吗
？I want you to look at the next verse, verse 38.
我想一起来看十八节。
Here Jesus talks to believers.
这里耶稣是跟信徒说。
He says, "Whoever believes in me."
他说信我的人。
out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
An amazing thing.
很奇妙的事。
Jesus says, once you have believed in me,
耶稣说，一旦你相信我，
and you have received that living water,
然后你接受了那个活水。
He said, that's not the end of the story, that's just the beginning.
那并不是故事的结束，而是开始。
When God gives you something wonderfully precious,
诺神给你一个很奇妙、很珍贵的一件事情。
Then he also wants you to take that which you have received and share it with others.
他也想你 把那珍贵的事情跟别人分享。
In fact, he says, I want to make you into a river of living water.
他说我想要你成为活水的江河。
But you know, is this true in our lives?
但在我们的生命当中，这是不是真的？
Can you say, I am a river of living water flowing to bless many people?
你能这么说吗？我是个活水的江河，祝福别人。
No, I think we're more like people who have a can of water.
我想我们比较像一个有一个小水罐的一个人。
You know, like a can of water that you use to pour water on your flowers every day.
所以就像你用来浇花的那个水罐。
I don't have any flowers in my place.
我住的地方没有花。
We have artificial flowers.
我们有人工的花。
And they don't need any water.
人工花不需要水。
But if you have real flowers, you have to water them every day.
但是你有真实的花，你需要浇水。
And I think many times we as believers, as Christians, we walk around with a water can in our hand.
很多时候我们当信徒，我们到处走着提着一个小水罐。
And so we see where somebody needs some help, we give them a little bit of water.
我们看到有人需要帮忙，我们就给他一点水。
And somebody else another little bit of water.
另外一个人又给一点水。
But don't use it too quickly and don't give too much because you have to have a whole can here to last you 1 week.
但是不要用太多，也不要用太快，因为你需要用上一个礼拜的时间。
And then the next Sunday you come back to church, you get it filled up again.
所以下个礼拜天你来回到教会，重新装满水。
And you pour out here a little, there a little.
再重新在那边。浇一点，在另外一边浇一点。
That's not what Jesus had in mind.
耶稣并不是想要我们这样子。
He said, "I want you to become a river."
他说，我想你成为一个江河。
You can't put a river into a little can of water.
一个小水罐装不了一个江河。
We've got some mighty rivers in the world, don't we?
我们在世界上有那么很壮的那个江河。
The Amazon River in Brazil.
在巴西。
The Nile River in Egypt.
埃及的尼罗河。
The Yangtze江 in China.
中国的扬子江。
There's some wonderful big rivers.
有一些很伟大的一个江河。
Yesterday I saw on TV there's that mighty Missouri River that flooded all over Nebraska and Iowa.
昨天我在看新闻说那个密苏里河那个淹盖了那个 Nebraska 州。
Terrible floods all over because there's so much water.
因为太多水了，到处都淹水。
Jesus said, "I want your life as Christians to become rivers of living water."
耶稣说，我想要你们基督的生活成为一个活水的江河。
You say, "How can I become a river?"
你可能会问我怎么样成为一个江河。
Let me suggest two things.
我有几个建议。
The first one is, you need to stay connected to the source.
第一个，你必须跟那个水源来源接上。
A river that is not connected to the source anymore is a river that will run dry.
一个没有连接到那个水源的江河，迟早会干掉。
If you are blocked from the source through whatever reason, you will run dry.
若你不管是什么理由，跟那个水源有阻挡的时候，你也会迟早会干掉。
You need to keep that contact, that connection with the source open all the time.
你必须保持跟那个水源的沟通。
Are you in connection with Jesus?
你跟耶稣是不是连接着？
He is the source.
他是那个来源。
How do you stay connected?
你怎么样跟他连接呢？
By listening to him, what he says in his word.
借着他的话语。
He speaks to you through his word.
他借着他的话语跟你说话。
And whenever you open the word, don't just read the words.
当你打开那个圣经，你不要仅仅就读那个那些字。
Listen to his voice.
听他的，聆听他的声音。
Lord, what is it you're saying to me today?
主啊，你今天想告诉我的什么？
That's how you stay connected to the source.
这是你如何跟那个来源连接在一起。
And then when you pray,
那当你祷告的时候，
you again stay connected to him. You have contact with him.
你借着祷告，你跟他也连接在一起。
He talks to you through his word.
他借着他的话跟你说话。
And you talk to him through prayer.
然后你借着祷告跟他说话。
And there is that contact that you have.
这是你的跟他连接的方法。
Apart from that contact, you'll never be a river.
没有那种连接的，你永远成不了江河。
That's the first condition.
那是第一个条件。
And I'm sure we all want that.
我相信我们大在座都愿意这样子。
And we can do something about that.
那这也是我们所可行的。
So do not neglect your time with the Lord every day.
所以不要忽视你每天跟灵修的跟神灵修的时间。
And the second thing is this.
第二点。
It's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Look at the next verse, verse 39.
我们来看第三十九节。
He says, "You'll become streams of living water." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
他说：“你们要成为活水的江河。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
He was referring to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
他在所指的是那个圣灵在我们生命当中所做的工。
Christian living and Christian ministry.Is totally dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
基督徒的生活，基督徒的事工，完全是靠着圣灵在我们里面的。
None of us can ever accomplish anything for God apart from the work of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵以外，我们是没办法完成神所托付给我们的事。
And all of your energy, all of your striving, all of your discipline is of no value.Unless the Spirit of God anoints you for that.
你所费的功夫并没有价值，若不是圣灵在你里面动工。
The best illustration for that is what happened to the disciples when the Holy Spirit came on them.
这最好的例子是那个门徒当圣灵降临在他们身上的经历。
Before.The Holy Spirit came, the disciples were weak.
圣灵来的之前那些
they were cowards. They were cowards.
他们是胆小的。
When Jesus was arrested, they all ran away and fled because they were afraid.
当耶稣被抓了，他们都跑掉，因为他们惧怕。
But look what happened when the Holy Spirit came on them on the day of Pentecost.
但是五旬节圣灵降临之后，他们的改变。
Those little weak men became strong men.
那些软弱的人成为刚强的人。
And Peter, who had denied the Lord just weeks earlier, stood up and boldly declared Jesus.
那曾不认耶稣的彼得，他站起来传道。
And 3,000 men were converted on that day.
所以那一天有三千的人信主。
He became a river.Of living water.
彼得成为一个活水的江河。
And that's what happened to Peter and can happen to us as well.
那是在彼得身上所发生的，对我们也可能发生在我们身上。
Are you thirsty?
你口渴吗？
Come to Jesus.
来到耶稣面前。
Invite him in your life.
约他进入你的生命。
And if you've done that,
若你已经这么做了，
don't you want to become a river of living water?
你想当一个活水的江河呢？
Then stay connected to the source.
那与他连接。
And trust the Holy Spirit to work in your life.
相信那个圣灵会在你生命当中做工。
Don't grieve the Holy Spirit or quench him.
不要磨灭那个圣灵的感动。
Let him work in your heart.
让他呢在你的心里动工。
Listen to his voice and respond to him.
聆听他的声音，然后回应。
Jesus told the woman at the well.
耶稣告诉那个井旁的妇人。
If you drink this water, you'll never thirst again.
若你喝我这个活水，你永不再渴。
And that will happen to us too.
那对我们来讲也是会发生的。
Because he can give us living water, and he can make us rivers of living water.
因为他可以给我们活水，也可以把我们变成活水的江河。
Let's pray together.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you that it teaches us.
谢谢你的话语教导我们。
And Lord, we want to listen to your voice as you speak.
主啊，我们想聆听你的声音，当你跟我们说话的时候。
We want to be obedient to whatever your Spirit tells us.
我们想顺服圣灵告诉我们的事。
And if you have blessed us, Lord, we want to be a blessing to others.
你就像你祝福我们，我们要祝福别人。
So use these your words to speak to our hearts this morning.
请用你的话语来对我们每个人说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.